Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. We are here Monday through Friday. Same place, same station, 1204 for the Buckmaster Show. And it is a new month. We've turned the calendar into November. And of course, we are 1 week away from Election Day 2016. Many people saying, oh my goodness, really? Is it finally going to be over? Yes, in about a week. We are coming from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We live stream our show for worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Our live line number, 790-2040 for questions and comments. We're going to begin with our man in Washington, D.C., Terry Bracey. Terry is our expert on D.C. and governmental affairs. He's enjoyed a long and distinguished career that is still going on and doing very well. It began, Terry was a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents, they have several very important Arizona clients, the city of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project, just to name a few. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm great. That introduction's getting longer and longer. It must be, I'm getting older and older.
And I forgot to put in there, he is also a very good golfer, does senior circuit stuff with the golf.
Well, a bit of a has-been, but it's still fun.
You were playing this weekend. Do I dare ask how you did?
We played four rounds, and my last round was really great. My middle two rounds were embarrassing, and my first round was quite good. So it was up and down.
There you go. Like the Cubs. Boy, I was, you know my history. Dad took me to Wrigley Field as a kid. We sat in the first row of the bleachers. So, of course, I was hoping for bigger things. But I'm glad at least we got one World Series win at Wrigley, the first since 1945.
Well, we're not out of it. I'm a Cubs. I'm a National League guy. And so, I think anything could happen.
Yeah.
You know? Cleveland's been very impressive. They've got a shutdown bullpen. You just can't touch them. So you've got to get the starter. And, of course, the Cubs have that guy Chapman who throws 103 miles an hour. That thing looks like a pea on a baseball.
It's amazing.
So, but I don't know. But it'll be fun. I'm going to watch tonight.
I of course. Terry, since our last chat, and in view of what many call the October surprise provided by the FBI director, Mr. Comey. Are you ready, Terry Bracey, to change your prediction that Hillary Clinton will be winning and will win?
No, Bill, I'm sticking with my prediction that Hillary will win in a close race, is what I said. A close race in the popular vote, but I think more like a landslide in the electoral vote.
Hmm. What impact did the Comey letter have?
Well, I think it may have had an impact in the margins. And by that I mean that it may have moved some undecided voters who are sort of in the periphery of those who are going to vote. But political scientists have proven time and again that most voters who are truly undecided at this point in the race don't vote.
Hmm.
So the sides have hardened, and the real question is now, who will vote?
And we're learning quite a bit, actually, from early voting. I believe the last numbers I saw, Terry, 20 to 25 million Americans have already voted.
Yeah, it's it's amazing when you think about it. Everybody focuses on Election Day, but before talking about the results, we should note that there are really two elections in the modern race for president. First is early voting, as you said, with more and more states, including ours, Arizona, adopting it. And then there's Election Day. Back when I was involved in presidential campaigns, all organization was aimed at identifying our voters and getting them to the polls on Election Day. Early voting really has changed all that, the emphasis now being to bank as many votes as possible before Election Day. And to that end, the Democrats' organizational advantage is apparent everywhere, especially in the swing states of Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, Colorado, and Nevada. In four of the five so far in the early voting, the Democratic ballots are outnumbering the Republicans. And in Florida, the fifth, where Republicans usually have a large 25-30% advantage in early voting, it's very tight. So with almost 25 million ballots in, we see a pattern.
And there were some polling just today that show that the Clinton-Trump race is virtually tied.
It would seem to be a dead heat. And, you know, it may be. But polls in this race have always been moved by events. You know, when you think about it, 2 weeks ago, Trump's alleged maltreatment of women pushed him way down. I mean, he was 10 points down in those polls. Now Hillary's email problems have caused her numbers to suffer. But if one averages all the polls over a long period, I think there seems to be a real equator in this race, which has Clinton ahead.
What could upset the whole calculation, Terry?
Well, it's called enthusiasm, and that is Trump's real chance. On a recent day in Tampa, for example, Trump drew a crowd of 28,000, while Tim Kaine, who was down in Miami, had a really small crowd. So it's not a fair comparison, but it indicates that there's some real passion in the Trump advocates, and that's not so evident with Clinton. The real question is, will they vote?
Well, you know, given that they are so passionate, one would think that they would be out there voting.
Well, one would certainly think so, but David Wasserman of the respected Cook Report has been constantly checking and monitoring the registration statistics day by day in the regions that Trump needs to carry and where he's getting these big crowds. And so far, there's been little indication of a surge of independent or Republican registrations. So in some states, it can still happen. In some states, voters, you know, can register very late, but it's getting pretty late.
How about minorities voting? They were very strong, of course, for President Obama. Will that same enthusiasm carry over this time?
Well, in the early voting, there's good and bad news for Democrats. On the bright side, Hispanics and women are voting heavily. But as of last Friday, the African-American vote was down 17% from the early voting for President Obama. It's certainly clear that our state, Arizona, is a real battleground.
Terry Bracey, what can we say about, regardless of who wins, what that's going to make America? What is America going to look like as we go into a new year in 2017 and a new Congress?
Well, Bill, you know, here's my advice. No matter who wins, I think Americans have to get behind the new president. This persistent political warfare is tearing our country down. We can feel it. And when I travel, I find that the whole world feels it. Whether they live in Shanghai or Liverpool or Nairobi, people have their televisions tuned to American politics and this election. We're the world leaders, and with all the advantages that brings to our currency and our products and our safety, to lose that position because of internal bickering would be a tragedy of immense proportions.
Yeah, and we will have to see what happens, but I think we can't really afford more of this bickering for another 4 years. We were up in Canada, and people were talking about, my goodness, what's going on in America? People are glued to the TV up there, and you mentioned really wherever you go in the world, the whole world is watching this election, Terry.
It's really true, Bill, and you know, it's so funny because many Americans who don't have the opportunity to travel don't see it in the perspective of how we are viewed around the world. And if America isn't there, who will be? And that's people are very worried because they see America as that beacon of hope, that place that maybe they don't want to live there, but they want to know it's there. And they mm-hmm. want the safety and the security and the idealism to shine. Only us. We are the only people who can put out that light.
Terry Bracy, always a pleasure. We will talk to you after the election. Thank you very much, sir.
We will indeed. Everybody, get out and vote.
That's it. Terry Bracy with us, our contributor from Washington, D.C., one of 24 contributors to this program that we're very honored to have with us. One of those contributors is seated next to me, and he's ready to do the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. If it's Tuesday, the market must be having some difficulties. Right, Shelley? We'll be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we hope when you consult with that certified financial planner, it will be Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how is your week going so far?
Well, not counting today.
Well, the week course,
is,
it's Tuesday.
The week is yet young, Bill.
Yes, we always have to factor in Tuesdays, don't we? Terry Bracey had some very interesting things to say.
And, what a smart man.
He really is, and very reasoned. And he tried to, regardless of who wins, and of course, this is what right now it's like waiting for the other shoe to drop on Wall Street. There's a lot of nervousness. What's your take?
Well, if there are several possibilities here.
Mm-hmm.
One possibility is that Trump could win. If
yes.
Trump wins, we will almost certainly maintain the Senate majority for the Republicans and, of course, the House majority. So we'll have a Republican Congress and a Republican president. And it's fair to say that we will get what I'm going to call a wide-ranging experiment in supply-side economics. What we'll get is more tax cuts. They'll be focused on the rich. And that Laffer curve mathematics, which says you cut taxes, you cut regulations, and you assume that when you do that, that will result in higher tax revenues, as counterintuitive as that sounds, or as the senior Bush called it, voodoo economics, and more growth, because it frees up, theoretically, it frees up the free enterprise system to innovate and do more. That is an experiment that I think the markets will watch with great concern, because so much of our worldwide position, which is what Terry was talking about mm-hmm. as well, mm-hmm. is tied up with maintaining some of the balances we have today. So the focus will be, I think initially, if that happens, you'll see the markets go up a little bit, and then they'll have a sharp focus on macroeconomic indicators. They'll look at them constantly with, quite frankly, the fear that people will have is that we'll have Kansas on an international scale.
Now, you said you thought the market would go up a little bit. You don't see like a Brexit type situation the day after an election if Trump were to win.
Well, clearly this election has been unique and different from pretty much any other in my memory. However, when in the short term you provide corporations with lower taxes, you provide people who theoretically have the means to invest with lower taxes, and you talk about less regulation, the market initially takes a breath and in the short term looks at it positively. What we know, however, is in the longer term, the market reacts exactly the opposite. The market reacts to Democratic administrations where they know what the long-term view of regulation and taxes are going to be, and the markets return higher results, as does the economy, during Democratic administrations. So this thing gets counterintuitive all over the place.
Now, the other possibility.
Sure.
Yeah.
If Clinton is elected and we get a Democratic Senate and a Republican split, essentially the split Congress
divided
government,
yeah.
What we'll probably see is if it's a Democratic Senate, we're going to see some really strong efforts to get some of the programs that Clinton would like to implement and has talked about implemented. We'd see some efforts to reform the Affordable Care Act and fix some of the problems that are fixable. I think we'd see some strengthening of Dodd-Frank. And I think the Clinton administration would feel obliged to look at something like renewing Glass-Steagall or something like Glass-Steagall that would put up very strong walls between the banking side of banks and the investment side of banks. Those things would put the financial industry and the insurance companies, they would squeal like murder. I mean, they'd talk about the end of the universe, but at the end of the day, those things would provide certainty that I think would help continue to grow the economy.
Well, then, at this point, for an investor, just really sit and watch what happens.
Yes, I you know, it's too late to make it's too late to make massive changes if you haven't kind of fine-tuned your portfolio. But again, in a case of a Clinton presidency with either a completely Republican Congress or a split Congress, you would tend to see more of the same slow, steady growth that you've seen for the past 8 years, which means the likelihood of increased inflation is very low. And so you'll see a continually stable bond market. And that generally means that for investors, they have a place to balance their portfolios in such a way that it reduces volatility. And if, on the other hand, Bill, you start seeing higher levels of inflation and more than, say, a 25 basis point increase that the Fed is going to do in December, then you're going to see the bond market react more dramatically. And that results in a situation where you have no place to hide. And so you kind of hold your breath and wait for things to kind of turn around. So I think there's a very good chance that we could see that just this continued slow, steady growth and recovery from the 2008-2009 recession. And, you know, in a way, that's not a bad thing.
We have the Fed. Their last meeting will be in December.
Right. They're meeting now. They're meeting today and tomorrow.
But before an election, they're not going to.
There is very little sentiment among economists that they would do something tomorrow.
But in December?
Yes. They've promised a rate increase. The economy is looking good. Consumer sentiment is up. Import exports are up. We actually have a reduction in balance of payments. I mean, all of the indicators, again, not dramatically, but we also had GDP numbers of 2.9, which means that there's some likelihood that we could end the year above 2%. So all of those things would indicate that the Fed is going to try to give themselves some breathing room. And the only way they can do that, well, not the only way, but one of the major ways they would do that would be to start or continue this once a year or maybe twice a year, very slow increase in interest rate, short-term interest rates.
The corporate earnings have looked pretty good.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're at or around expectations. There's a continuing propensity on the part of large corporations to keep large amounts of cash rather than invest. That's because consumer demand has been low. But we're beginning to see some very large merger and acquisition propositions. We talked last week about the AT&T merger with Time Warner. Things of that kind of magnitude indicate more willingness to take money off the sidelines and invest it.
Okay, so when we see you a week from today, it's going to be Election Day. But it was interesting, as Terry pointed out, Election Day, for so many people, Election Day came a couple of weeks ago.
Sure. In fact,
ballot came in the mail immediately.
Speaker of the House voted already. I think McCain said he'd voted already. So we have, 25 million votes?
25 million, yeah.
Have been cast already. Mm-hmm. So out of a voting population of
120 million, something like that?
I think it's closer to 200, isn't it?
I think it's more like, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. But it's a good percentage of those people who will be voting, and they've already cast their votes. I echo Terry's advice. And get out there and vote. Doesn't matter who you vote for.
Right.
It does matter, but get out there and vote and think about it and think carefully about it and exercise your responsibility as a citizen.
certainly good advice from Shelley Fishman. He's got all sorts of good advice, and he would be happy to talk with you. He has advice because he's a certified financial planner, and he gives advice.
Advice is what I do. I am advice.
He gives advice for a living. You can find out more about Shelley by going to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link there to Shelley, and he would be delighted to talk to you. Shelley, have a rest of the good week.
You too, Bill. See you on Election Day.
All right. See you later.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Einstein once said, as the bees go, so do humans. Five-star professional pest control techs have another option rather than killing the bees. We can remove them. This bee removal option is safe, effective, and next time you have a swarm of bees enter your personal space, call us and let us remove these bees. We have professional technicians on call 7 days a week, 886-0045.
And we know what bugs you.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garber. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday at noon, Pima County Recorder F.N. Rodriguez gives us an update on election 2016. Plus, what's on your travel bucket list? We'll talk travel with Ryan Hansen of Bon Voyage Travel. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's voice. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and right on schedule, things are cooling down. We've hit November 1st, and that means it's going to be a great weekend to get out and do some gardening over at, start off at Green Things. They've got such wonderful ideas, including the Saturday and Sunday workshops, different gardening topics. Those are free workshops. Great advice from the gardening experts at Green Things. They're located at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, and just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. GreenThingsAZ.com. 13 acres of green bliss for all of you gardeners, including myself. They've got great supplies. I've got some of the most beautiful pottery as well from Green Things. So check it out. Let's go to the live line now. Mr. Timothy Gasson. Tim Gasson is the hockey columnist for the Arizona Daily Star, media maker for UA Wildcats Hockey, and Tim provides radio color commentary for the Tucson Roadrunners, the professional hockey team that made their home debut over the weekend. It was a very impressive debut, Tim, wasn't it?
Hi, Bill. It's wonderful to be back with
Thank you.
You couldn't have written a better script for the Tucson hockey fan for the debut of the new professional Roadrunners this past weekend. A sellout on Friday night for their first game and a big come from behind victory.
Well, it was the Roadrunners started off on a rather sour note. They were down 3 goals, and then it turned into a very exciting evening. And folks that I have talked to that were at the event said, what a great introduction to hockey. And some of these people really didn't know how to feel about hockey. But I'll tell you one thing, Tim Gasson, they said they're coming back.
Well, I think that's exactly right, Bill. You know, for new hockey fans or curious hockey fans who want to come and see what this level of hockey is like, it's important that these Roadrunners be competitive. They don't have to win a majority of their games early on because they are a new franchise, but they need to be competitive. When they went down 3-0 very, like, 5 minutes into the game, you could hear the crowd kind of, you could see them kind of look at each other and wonder, oh, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And the team was very competitive. They showed a lot of heart. And so for the new hockey fan, they got to see it was almost like a sampler of what hockey is. There was great goaltending. There were power plays. There was a big, massive fight even. And the home team comes back and wins their first game. And then they did a very similar thing in their second game on Sunday afternoon at the TTC in front of a good crowd for a Sunday afternoon. So the Roadrunners are off to a good start. As a matter of fact, your Tucson Roadrunners, ladies and gentlemen, are in first place.
How about that? I mean, what a great start. You know, I talked to a hockey fan who has had season tickets for years to the Ice Cats, the University of Arizona Wildcat Hockey, and she had not been to the or exposed to the real professional hockey level, and she was amazed at the crisp passing. That was one area that jumped out, and how well these young people skate.
Well, you know, this is something Tucson fans need to remember about the American Hockey League, the league that the Roadrunners play in. It is just one small rung below the National Hockey League, the highest major league. It's one of the two or three best hockey leagues in the entire world, and much of the Roadrunners roster either has played in the NHL or will play in the NHL. And then you've got very young kids who hope to make it up to that level with incredible talent. So this is hockey at an extremely high level that's never been played at that level in Tucson before. And I think that's going to get fans excited. And this is a great week for fans to give hockey a try because we have 6 games between the U of A Wildcats and the Roadrunners at the TCC starting tomorrow night with the Roadrunners and then the U of A Wildcats on Thursday night. And then both teams play Friday and Saturday, doubleheaders at the TCC Friday afternoon and Friday night. Saturday afternoon and Saturday night.
How do the Wildcats look this year?
You know, the Wildcats are much improved. They went on the road and they've already beaten a couple ranked teams. They have better depth. They are going to compete very well. And I think, you know, they come up against ASU here at home in a few weeks. And we hope to have sellouts there to have U of A break that ASU streak. Now, Thursday night, fans get a great chance to see how good the U of A is because the number one college team in the nation, Minot State, comes to the TCC to take on our Arizona Wildcats.
Minot State from Minot, North Dakota, correct?
Yes, you know, it's a small school, but boy, is it up there in the hockey country, and they have a great tradition of fine hockey. You know, it's not a name. You know, you don't say Notre Dame or Ohio State, and people understand. People don't know Minot State, but they've been a nemesis for decades now for the U of A. It's always a great battle, and we hope fans will come down and maybe even try the professional game. Come back to the college game and see U of A Wildcats Thursday night at the TCC. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Speaking with Timothy Gasson, who is covering, he's a hockey columnist for the Arizona Daily Star. He's also doing the radio color commentary for the Tucson Roadrunners professional hockey team. Let's talk about how the TCC is holding up through this with the facility. How did the ice and the facilities look to the teams?
Well, you know, I interviewed the commissioner of the American Hockey League on Sunday, and he was delighted with how Tucson has come together, how Rio Nuevo and the city and the TCC have come together to make the improvements to the TCC to make it a professional hockey building. The presentation of the game that the Roadrunners do is really first class. The coaching staff and the players are delighted with the ice condition. I mean, they did more than just put the ice back in. They rebuilt the entire ice plant, how the ice is made. Everything has been brought up to professional modern standards. So the TCC for hockey is in really, really great shape. They have new locker rooms, which look just like Major League locker rooms. So the TCC is in great shape. And, you know, the building looks good. This is, a 45-year-old building, and you know, I found images of professional hockey being played there 40 years ago, and the building looked very similar. I think it's in great shape, and the commissioner was very happy with what Tucson has done to become a professional hockey town.
Tim, before we let you go, and I know you're a very busy guy, I was up in Toronto for a week or so ago, and the buzz up there, of course, can't get much more into hockey than following the Toronto Maple Leafs and up in Ontario. But the talk of the town is a kid from Scottsdale. He grew up in Arizona. He was the number one draft pick for the National Hockey League. And guess what? He scores 4 goals on his opening night appearance with the Leafs.
Well, and early on leading the league in scoring, this is fascinating for me as a longtime Arizona hockey man. When I go and give hockey talks and hockey presentations across North America and Canada, especially in Canada, I get the grief about how Arizona isn't a real hockey state. You really don't play hockey down there. You don't know what you're doing. And the epicenter of that thought is Toronto. Now, to have a guy from Scottsdale be the savior of that team, which has been not very good for many, many years, there's great irony here, and there's nothing these fans can do to talk down Arizona hockey now. One of their very own, the rookie that they drafted, is now going to be a superstar and lead them back to the playoffs. So I can't wait to go back to Toronto and have hockey people there talking to me about the quality of hockey in Arizona.
On the flight back from Toronto to Arizona, I was seated next to a lady who grew up or who lives in the town where Wayne Gretzky grew up, and Mr. Gretzky still very active. I believe the town in Ontario, Bradford, Ontario, I think is the town.
Yep.
But he still gives back tremendous to the town of Bradford. And I believe she was saying that Wayne Gretzky got on the homemade pond in the backyard at the age of 2.
Yeah, you know, it's not uncommon for players to start playing hockey at the age of 2. Of course, here in Tucson, we're lucky to have the Tucson Youth Hockey Association, and they have had 2- and 3-year-olds that they're teaching how to skate. Of course, there's the famous story about Wayne Gretzky. He was impatient to get going skating, and he would flood his basement with water and skate around his basement. And this is what you do when you're the greatest hockey player of all time.
All right, Timothy Gasson, thank you so much. Tim, we'll talk to you in early December for an update on how things are going, okay?
Thank you, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks a lot. Timothy Gasson, hockey columnist for the Arizona Daily Star. He's also doing the radio color commentary for the Tucson Roadrunners. And I think it's very positive for Tucson. The runners are off to a good start. So people seemingly want hockey in the desert. We'll be right back. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward exactly 12:48 here on the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon. My kind of weather, about 80 degrees, really nice. Say goodbye to the 90s, hopefully for a good while. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, have been with us almost since day one, and we'll be pushing 6 years in January here with the Buckmaster Show, starting a seventh year in January. So thank you, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, and letting me tell our listeners about a great place to visit. And there's so much to do over there, and it's only a three-hour drive, so it's always a good weekend to just kind of get away, visit Pinos Altos, great little mining ghost town that's still thriving, actually, so it's not really a ghost town, but it's a neat little place. And Silver City, southwestnewmexico.org is the website. They have more than two dozen great places to stay and a like many things to do on the calendar, all great opportunities. It's time for our monthly segment where we focus on taking control of your health, your medicine. We call it Your Meds, and features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former University of Arizona College of Medicine dean, founder, and he's now the president emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH, which is doing very well. Dr. Woosley's latest creation is Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website, visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. Visit crediblemeds.org. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. It's great to be here. You know, I've been listening to your show today, and I'm really pleased to say I'm here to provide some balance to the biased reporting that you've been doing. The Arizona basketball team wasn't mentioned, Bill, and they played their first game tonight.
Oh, my goodness. I was concentrating on hockey, and I missed the basketball, and I know you're a big basketball fan.
Absolutely.
So tonight's game is an exhibition?
Yes.
Game. Okay.
Yeah, I think some team from Utah.
All right.
But the Wildcats will be there, and you got to remind everybody.
So it should be,
baseball.
We were talking baseball with Terry Bracey about the World Series, and Tim Gasson talked about hockey. So thank you, Ray Woosley, for giving us some balance about the Wildcats. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the common over-the-counter medicines. People think if it's in CVS, Walgreens, or any drugstore, mm-hmm. that over-the-counter medicines are safe.
And they are, absolutely, and they should believe that. I think they need to also know that no medicine is perfectly safe. And even those that have gone through extensive testing and been found to be effective and doses determined and that they are relatively safe, they can have side effects. And you need to know that how these medicines got there. These mostly are medicines that were prescription at one time and now have become over-the-counter. That means that the FDA has reviewed the data and found a dose that they feel that the public can use without a doctor's prescription. And that's a big challenge. And it means that you need to, as you pick these medicines, know that you shouldn't take them too long, that you should take them for what they're intended, read the instructions very closely, and still know that there can be some downside to even these very long-standing medications.
If you've got pain or fever, which do you choose? Do you go with the Tylenol-type products, or do you go with more of the aspirin-based product?
You know, often it's what can you tolerate.
Okay.
Acetaminophen or Tylenol is one of the safest medicines around if you stay under 3,000 milligrams a day. The problem is there are over 600 products on the market today that contain Tylenol. You could be taking four of them.
600?
600. Oh. So it's in almost any kind of medicine for migraine, for headache, for hangover, whatever. So just be careful and read that label, which is usually in such fine print.
A magnifying glass in many cases.
And I carry one for that purpose.
Wow. All right, aspirin products.
Aspirin products, absolutely. What they're called NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Aspirin's in that category. Motrin. There are, again, many of these on the market. So you got to make sure you're not doubling up by taking several of them. And they can be very effective. They will control not only fever and pain. Acetaminophen is a little better. Well, it will cover both, but the anti-inflammatory effects of the aspirin products are best for things like arthritis and short-term inflammation.
But be careful, certainly, with aspirin because of the possibility of bleeding.
Absolutely. And you know what I worry about is someone falls, hits their head, they start taking an NSAID or an aspirin-like product, and then they don't clot, and mm-hmm. then they can have bleeding into their brain. So I mention that not to scare people, but just to make the point that there can be serious consequences of picking the wrong medicine. So really think about this, and don't take them unless you really need them, and see the doctor if you really are concerned.
Heartburn products. My goodness, what a huge market that is.
It is amazing. Oh. The purple pills on TV every night.
Oh, my goodness.
Now. But we forget that there are also the tablet, antacid tablets, Tums, Mylanta, those kind of things. Those products are very good for an upset stomach, and people should take them. But if you're taking them for a long period of time, you can get diarrhea or you can get constipation. So they can cause either, depending on which products you pick.
And then there can be like a rebound effect, too, if you take it long enough.
Exactly. You can have it build up so that you end up needing it more and more, and you become dependent. Many of these medicines are like that.
People do become dependent also on laxatives, don't they?
They do, and that's a real problem. It's a very hard thing to get someone off laxatives once their intestines have become adjusted to being stimulated by these stimulant laxatives. Now, that doesn't hold so much for bulk laxatives, Metamucil, things like that.
With the fiber content.
The fiber content, yeah. Right. But the stimulant laxatives, you can become dependent on those very quickly.
And this time of year, a lot of people turn to a cold remedy. And you wonder, does that really help in the duration of the cold, cutting down how long you're going to have a cold?
It really doesn't. It makes you feel better if you're lucky. The antihistamine, if you've got a lot of itching and sneezing, the antihistamine products. You have to be aware a lot of the older antihistamines have sedative properties. People have car wrecks. Mm. We go to sleep driving with some of these older medicines, but Allegra, Claritin, Zyrtec, and those are available generically now. So I recommend generic in every case, but those are the names you recognize from the past, and they don't sedate and they can help. The other decongestants, they can help if you really have a stuffy, runny nose, but be careful. More than 3 or 4 days of those and you're hooked. You can't stop taking them because you get the rebound,
wow,
as you mentioned.
Also, we should talk about the duration of a cold. It's typically 5 to 10 days, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
And really not much is going to help.
Not really. There are some zinc lozenges and things like that, mm-hmm, that have been tested, and they reduce it by a day, maybe two. There are, if you really have a viral infection, there are some antiviral medicines that, again, can shorten it by a few days. But most of these medicines, these illnesses or disturbances, have to run their course. And the good thing about the over-the-counter medicines is sometimes they can make you feel better during that time, take away some of the discomfort so you can get back to work a little quicker. But that's the other point. Don't go to work if you're contagious.
Yeah, that's for sure. What about flu shots?
Absolutely. Now's the time to get them. They are very effective. We need them for our community. We all need to take those because the elderly, the very young can die from influenza, and people still do.
And there's confusion about pneumonia shots. Do you need that, or how does that work?
I'd ask my doctor on
that.
You can't be uniform. There are in the elderly population, especially people who the pneumonia vaccine can be very effective.
And I know you're not a big fan of herbal supplements.
I'm not. We mentioned the over-the-counter medicines. They've been tested. Data were submitted to the FDA. The herbals have on their label, this product has not been reviewed by the FDA, or these claims have not been reviewed. That should be a signal to you to watch out, because if they haven't submitted it, there's a reason they haven't. And I recommend you take medicines that we have tested, we, the community, have tested and found to be effective and safe for you.
Dr. Ray Woosley, always a pleasure. And make sure you talk with your pharmacist. That's what they're there for. You know, people, they pick up their prescription, and the pharmacist will normally say, they always do when I pick up a prescription, are there some questions that I can answer for you right now?
Absolutely. Take them up on that.
Yeah.
They're required by law in most states to offer that. And we're often very busy. We're picking up medicine for someone else. They'll always give you a piece of paper to read. Be mm-hmm. sure you read that. Ask them to keep a list of all the medicines you're taking so they can check for interactions. The pharmacist is your first line of defense and a member of your healthcare team.
And if you have any medication questions, crediblemeds.org is a great place to start.
Well, we hope
so. How does it work?
just log on to, just type Incredible Meds into Google and it'll bring you to our website. We have three portals for the public. We have for everyone a tab, and you can get information about your medicines. You can put in your medicines into a list and check to see if there are any serious side effects amongst those drugs, those medicines.
That's a great service, and that's something that everyone should take advantage of.
We hope you will.
All right. Dr. Woosley, thank you very much. Hard to believe we're already into November. We'll see you in December. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Coming up this afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. Then we do, that's from 4 to 5, 3 hours of local talk, soon to be after the time change. Is that next week? Yeah, next week. Yeah. So we'll be doing local talk from 6 to 10 each morning. Then, of course, my show with Ray Allen. We'll be back at 12:04, but you don't have to wait for the time change for that. We'll be here tomorrow in 24 hours. Thanks a lot. Have a great afternoon and evening.